Welcome to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent, documentary, and foreign films, every Friday morning from 9 to 10 a.m. Pacific and online at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Kaspar. The film is called Lee. It's the directorial feature from award-winning cinematographer Ellen Kuras. The film portrays a pivotal decade in the life of American war correspondent and photographer Lee Miller, played beautifully by Kate Winslet. Miller's singular talent and unbridled tenacity resulted in some of the 20th century's most indelible images of the war, including an iconic photo of Miller herself posing defiantly in Hitler's private bathtub. Again, the film is called Lee, and we're joined today by the director, Ellen Kuras. Ellen, welcome to Film School Radio.
Thank you very much, Mike. Happy to be here. Pleasure.
Thank you so much for being here. What a bigger-than-life subject that you've taken on here in this film about Lee Miller. What was it about her life? What was it about where you were in your career that you wanted to do this film? What inspired you to make this film?
Oh, there's so much about Lee Miller and her life and what she did and what she represented, you know, that really, you know, drew me to telling this story. I knew about Lee Miller for many years because when I was a student at Brown, I took a photography class at Rhode Island School of Design, and I kind of got the bug, obviously, because it stayed with me for many years, my whole career. So as a photographer, I knew a lot about Lee because I was looking at photographers and photography, and I was particularly interested in the surrealists, because very interesting in how they were redefining meaning with different objects and how they created new meaning with putting different objects together. So Lee's work, early work as a surrealist, you know, it was very exciting to me. And it was only until later that I really delved into her work as a war correspondent when she was actively working in combat and going to war. I've been long-term friends with Kate Winslet on Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, where I was a cinematographer and she was playing Clementine. And we remained friends after that. And so we've been always talking about, you know, trying to find a project to work on together. And she happened to buy a table that was owned by the Penrose family, and which was Lee Miller's husband, Roland Penrose. His sister owned this table. But it was in a place where they would often get together, and we marveled about the surrealist who would have sat at that table at the time. And that's Picasso and Man Ray and Leonora Carrington and Paul Eluard, the poet. And so, you know, there was a lot of history in that table. And so Kate herself had said, why was there never a film made about Lee Miller, you know, and who she was and what she did? And, you know, people had tried to make films about Lee Miller, but to Lee Miller's son, Anthony Penrose, those films never really were going to show Lee in her essence. They always wanted to show Lee after her damage from the war. And so, you know, when Kate approached Anthony Penrose, you know, he was thrilled because he always imagined, you know, Kate Winslet, you know, playing his mother. And she also has an uncanny resemblance to Lee Miller. So Kate started working on getting a script together. And it was basically 5 years later in 2018 that she came to me and she said, Elle, I know that you've been directing. I was directing Ozark, and I did Catch-22 with George Clooney, and I'd already directed my feature documentary, The Betrayal, and I was nominated for an Academy Award for that and won the Emmy. And she said, you know, would you, you know, consider directing this film? And that's how I came to the film. And of course, I was thrilled because, you know, to do something with Kate about Lee Miller was a dream come true. You know, here you have this incredible woman, Lee Miller, who's a contemporary woman. She was somebody who defied conventions, wasn't going to let anybody tell her that there was this rule about this. She had something to say, and she wanted to say it. And I could really identify with that because people have always said to me about my work is that I've never done what people said, oh, you should do that. I've always tried to find my own voice in the work.
I want to talk about Kate Winslet and her performance in the film, because I found it to be very nuanced. And between the different periods of Lee's life, I just thought she did a fantastic job. But I want to take a step back and put Lee Miller in that historic context that we're talking about. When she did her work, you mentioned she was a war correspondent, or she went to the front lines to take pictures to document what was happening and how unusual that was. And we see in the course of the film just what a kind of the cultural and political kind of hurdles that she needed to clear to be able to do her job. And I think a lot of that has to do with who she was, her personality. She was determined. She seemed very much a determined person, but she was also someone who was seeking the truth. She wanted the unvarnished truth. And we see that throughout the performance that Kate gives with the people that she interacts with. She's constantly asking them, what's the truth? I mean, in some manner of speaking, that's kind of her interaction with others. Mm-hmm. In terms of that, in terms of what she did as the World War II part of her career, what was it about her work that made it so impactful?
Part of what made Lee's work impactful, especially during the war, is that she chose not to just look at the combat. You know, I mean, every photographer has to decide, what do they want to look at? And the thing of what was really special about Lee was that she looked on the outside of the frame. She looked at what was happening outside the frame of the combat, you know, what was happening to the people around the war. And a lot of that included women, which, you know, had hitherto been invisible. You know, she wanted to show that women were very much a part of the war effort, at least when she was in London. And she was showing that there were women pilots who were ferrying bombers from base to base, yet they couldn't cross the channel to be part of the combat. So her work shows that, and shows to, they were showing to other women in a fashion magazine, which is really unusual. So you had Audrey Withers, who was the editor of British Vogue, working in concert with Lee Miller to bring the stories of the war to women in a fashion magazine, which is a very progressive way of thinking. But also Lee, she was very sensitive to the plight of the people around the war. And she was also very much about seeing the universal aspect of what was happening. So for example, in the film, there's a scene where she goes into the Burgermeister's office, who has just recently committed suicide with his wife and his young daughter. And there's a certain sensitivity around the way that Lee and Kate Winslet, as Lee, approaches that situation. We see, you know, what does she decide to take photographs of, and how does she decide to take photographs of that? And we wanted to capture that and show that, is that there's a certain kind of sensitivity of photographing that young woman where it doesn't matter that she's German. What matters is that here's this young woman who took her own life at the beginning of her life. And we can identify with that moment of death, and death is universal. And so we are taken to moments in the movie where we are able to experience with Lee those moments, and those the fact that she appreciated that, and she had this way of being able to step back and seeing the bigger picture of what was happening.
Beautifully done. I just want to remind our listeners that we're speaking with the director of this terrific new narrative film called Lee. It is stars Kate Winslet, a whole slew of great people, Andy Samberg, Alexander Skarsgård, Marianne Cotillier. Cotillier? And Andrea Riseborough. It's coming out on September 27th, so be looking for this. I thought Kate Winslet's performance was wonderful. I mentioned the nuances in it. I just thought it was the quiet moments. It was the things that were unspoken that I really thought she really projected this wonderful character and the way she went about approaching telling Lee's story. So I just thought she did a great job.
Her performance is brilliant. You know,
it is
very pulled back, very nuanced. Underneath the surface, we feel that emotional journey that she took. And she takes us with her on that journey as she reveals certain parts of her life as she goes on. But she also, what's amazing about her is how she's able to take on the physicality and the persona of Lee in her 70s. And that she, you know, she really literally becomes Lee Miller. It was very interesting to me that after I called cut, I noticed that she got up from the chair and she was walking off set and she had the gait of a 70-year-old woman. And yeah. You know, therein lies the essence of an actor who really embodies the character. But we also had amazing cast as well who joined us. Marion Cotillard as Solange was devastating as someone who was absolutely shattered, you know, at the end of the war, as well as Roland Penrose being played by Alexander Skarsgård in a delightful, wonderful way. And also unusually, you know, Andy Samberg came on board to play David E. Sherman, who was Lee Miller's sidekick during the war. And Andy, you know, steps outside of his normal genre of comedy to play a character which was incredibly full of depth and range and emotion. And he, you know, his performance also brilliant to be able to convey, you know, this part of this Davy story.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, it's not even a theory anymore. How many comedic performers go on to become very, very good in dramatic roles? I mean, the list is very long and very celebrated. Look at Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey is a great example. Exactly.
Yeah. Look at one last thing before I let you go. Your director of photography, Powell Edelman, working cinematographer to cinematographer. What's that sort of relationship? I know it's how important it is on set. What is that like for you to be directing cinematographers?
Well, you know, when I first started putting together the team for this film in concert with Kate Winslet, because, you know, I brought people that I knew from before and Kate brought people that she had worked with before. And when I was thinking about the cinematography, people had asked me, they'd say, who do you want as a cinematographer? I knew I wanted Pavel Edelman because I had been watching him for a long time. I knew his work as on The Pianist, Roman Polanski's film. I knew his work on Ray. I knew his work with Andrzej Wajda in Poland called Katyn. And he's a Polish descent. He lives in Poland. You know, he's not on the LA scene like all the other cinematographers who've moved to LA. And there was something that I really loved about him, a certain kind of sensitivity. And I, of course, checked him out. And people who've worked with him said, you know, he's a great person and he works quickly. And so I interviewed him and we just hit it off. And, you know, he's like a kindred brother to me. I knew too that he had worked with Kate on two films. So there was a certain degree of comfort there. But working with Pavel, you know, having been a cinematographer and now as a director, you know, I had very specific ideas about what I wanted to do. But also I knew that I could trust him to come together with me and talk together about how to implement those ideas and how what he suggested helped to put the film together. And originally he wanted to shoot it in black and white, which, you know, I love black and white. The first dramatic film I ever shot was a film called Swoon, which was in black and white. And I have a great love for it, but I knew that we didn't want to limit the film in black and white because we also had another period in the 70s. And also I wanted to, you know, enable the film to be contemporary. So we found a great way to realize the film so that we feel like we are in a contemporary context, but, you know, it's a film that, you know, dips back into the past.
The film is called Lee. It is in theaters as we speak. What an honor and a pleasure to be able to talk with Ellen Kuras about her latest work, Lee. I want to thank you so much for spending some time with us here on Film School Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Film School Radio, the on-air online showcase for the best in independent documentary and foreign films. You can find out more about the program at filmschoolradio.com. I'm your host, Mike Caspar. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week with another edition of Film School Radio.